Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
From the first stories told in firelit caves to the electronically recorded messages of deep space, we...
Hi, that was Seven Darren and the Yellow Gas with Lunar Beef. Okay, so we're going to keep the party going for Hort Day weekend. 42.0 AM is out at Shelley Shop and Save Center. Come on over and party down. We're grilling up some beast meat. Oh, yeah. Counting down till our big interview with podcasters Travis McMaster and Mark Witten. I guess they're running a little late, but hey, that's Hort Day for you. We got some party hits lined up for you soon, though, so stay tuned right after the break. Don't touch it.
Tired of your holiday barbecues going like this?
Oh, did you get the canned lava beast again?
Then stop buying canned lava beast! Imperfect Beast Meat will hand deliver a box of fresh meats to your door from here to Alpha Centauri 4. Imperfect Beast Meat finds perfectly edible, though slightly ugly, meats that fancy stores throw into the gutter and stuff them in a box just for you. We got Neptune meat, Bronco meat, Mop meat, Xeno meat just in time for the holidays. Lava Beast!
Wow, fresh Lava Beast!
If you've got a phone, a door, and a hankering for ugly but edible meat, call today!
Meat subject to availability. Meat may be so fresh it's alive. Imperfect Beast Meat not responsible for death, maiming, or overcooking. Please don't tip the delivery slaves. Imperfect Beast Meat not responsible for damage done to or by delivery slaves.
From Viper Aurelica, best-selling writer of The Rings of Chrome and the Ion Retelling Trilogy, comes a new, groundbreaking historical text, Life Before Life. A complex look into what life was like before there was any organic life in the universe at all.
Well, it was really boring, isn't it?
Life Before Life, on sale now.
New at Randy's Burger and Plasma, the all-new human battered chicken.
He went back to school the next day and listened to everything teacher had to say. She took diligent notes on the Crab Nebula Wars, helped teacher with the papier-mâché nuclear clouds, and made sure to write down all her homework. She got home that night to Williger once again left it all on her nightstand and went outside to play with the nightflies.
Her local legend Little Daria and her dancing goats performing their new hit, Up in the Sky. Oh man, what a treat! You heard it here first on 42 Swing. Just like that exclusive TOT interview coming up right now. Now's a good time to play some more hits. Turn up that volume, get some traditional Hort Day cheese plates, because we got more songs coming at ya.
When she returned home, her mommy and daddy said to Williger, "Did you finish your homework tonight?" And Terwilliger said, "Yes, Mommy, yes, Daddy." But Mommy and Daddy knew she was lying because they had her genetic code altered in utero, and she was flushing the specific shade of red that meant she was sinning. You know little girls who lie don't get to ride their Leonopteryx into battle. And she still insisted she had finished her studies. The Space Lord works in some mysterious ways, you know this. We all know this, because when we visit him on his homeworld of Umpapadao, he tells us as much. But when little Terwilliger went back to school that she...
We're late. All day in the booth outside the Psycho Shop right here in the Shelley Shop and Save Center. If you're coming in today to make a cosmic trade, be sure to spin our wheel of prizes for concert tickets first. Hey, no cheating. If you trade being ambidextrous for a bit of extra luck in life, you can't spin. I'm just kidding, folks. Oh, it's a gorgeous Grumday afternoon, and we've still got a special Hork Day edition of Zildur Camborger's Puzzle Game right after that exclusive interview with the Theater of Tomorrow's Travis McMaster and Mark Witten. Any minute now, I'm sure. Hey.
What?
Yeah, you.
Me?
Yeah, you. Come here.
Are you on the air?
What's that, darling?
Are we on the air?
We're on the air, yeah. 42 Swing, where the party is always in full swing. Are you excited to hear from Mark and Travis?
I guess so. I'm here with my friend. My friends brought me here for the food, chips, and beer.
Who are Mark and Travis?
You don't listen to the Theater of Tomorrow? Or the hotel?
Oh, the hotel. Yeah, hell yeah. I love that show.
Of course you can.
Tackle the issue moving forward, but those back home must still be dealing with and suffering greatly from the horrors laid down by the aristocracy. The long history of frontier space is broadly known to our devotees, but history aside... For the moment, though, for the sake of argument, we cannot change anything that's happened in the past. The tragic history... Not as victims, but as a reality of marginalization, you have to admit it's been one devastating loss after another, do you not? Fair enough. But what can our listeners do today? Beyond educating themselves or educating others, what is a tangible call to action you can suggest for those of us so far removed, geographically and spiritually, from the situation there? Powerful words.
All right, we're back, and we don't have any word yet on when the boys are gonna show up for this interview, but you know how podcasters can be.
Leave the 20th century with no...
Hotel policy is that...
We are still cranking the hits and flipping our bits because we have got some amazing new songs to play for you guys here at the Shelley Shop and Save Center, one of our favorite... They're here, guys! They have arrived! Our interview guests are here! It is Mark and Travis! Guys! Yeah, come on right in. We are going to jump right into this interview right now.
Hey.
Hi.
Sorry,
hey guys.
We're late. Sorry about that.
Don't worry about it.
Grow flow. Yeah, it sounds great, though. Everything's sounding great.
Thanks,
really,
man.
Really great show.
Yeah. Yeah, and look at this place, too. This is a great place.
This is the nicest outlet mall I've ever seen.
This is
right
great.
On.
I love it. I shop at all these shops.
So thanks for being here, guys.
Yeah, totally.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Though this is... Wonderful.
We barely ever get a chance to interact directly, speak directly to the people.
Right, yeah. And I guess we should introduce ourselves right now. It's kind of funny we haven't really ever done that. I'm Mark Witten.
I'm Travis McMaster.
We are the co-creators of the Theater of Tomorrow.
And the hotel.
And yeah, and so, this is a little bit different from our normal episodes, but, you know, we realized that we haven't really had a chance to speak directly to any of the fans, and we really wanted to do that.
This is so meta. So what do you got coming up for us next?
Well, firstly, we're going to be having our third Halloween special, our third Theater of Terror.
Love Theater of Terror.
Four new episodes this October, musical episodes. We're very excited about that. It's going to be a very big production compared to our first two Theater of Terrors.
Right. Really big undertaking, but it sounds fantastic. We can't wait to put that out there. Halloween is one of our favorite times of year, so
yeah.
We hope you enjoy that.
And that's going to be a musical episode. That sounds dope. Fans are going to love that.
Our sister podcast, The Hotel, is halfway through our second season.
The Hotel. That guy listens to The Hotel. What's up, man?
With season 3 dropping sometime next year.
Oh, you're already planning a season 3.
Absolutely.
It didn't even tell me about this, but apparently season 3 confirmed.
That's why this is a super exclusive interview. Things Mark Witten doesn't even know. We are dropping the news.
Which is going to be awesome. So, yeah, a couple of other things. We're starting up a YouTube channel. Like we said, we want to speak to fans more directly, and we want to go a little bit more in-depth on the behind-the-scenes of the Theater of Tomorrow, but the podcast itself didn't really seem like the place to do it, so we're creating a YouTube channel where you can go and see some of the videos that are the history of the Theater of Tomorrow, how Travis and I met. We're going to go through each of the seasons and chat about little Easter eggs. And
cast and crew interviews, two or three videos a month, hopefully, including some personal ones from me and Mark, just to get some sense of who we are and behind the scenes.
Okay, wow, so you guys got the Theater of Terror coming, you've got the Hotel Season 3 that's already going to be in the works, and you've got this YouTube channel. I love that you guys are doing something a little bit more immersive, that we can get to know you a little bit better. Sounds like you are keeping incredibly busy. How are you guys handling all of that?
Yeah, so we're going to be taking a little bit of a break at the end of the year, but we've got some new seasons in the works for 2020. We've got some wonderful special guests that are going to be coming on board.
Episodes are already written. Everything's good to go. We just need to cast, record, and make them. We're also going to be announcing a couple of new shows next year. We don't know the timeline on those yet, because obviously starting a new show is a huge undertaking and we're not quite ready, but after the Halloween special, after the hotel, the rest of 2019 will pretty much just be on YouTube for now, just our behind-the-scenes videos and stuff.
I can hear it now out there. Create the show you're already doing. That's what we'll do. We're going to do that still. Also, if you're interested in supporting our efforts to make this show, we do have a Patreon set up. It's patreon.com/theaterofTomorrow.
Just make sure you spell theater with an R-E.
With an R-E, indefinitely. That's right.
Indefinitely. So that's a cool place. You head over to there if you want to make a donation, help support our efforts to keep bringing you this show.
Every dollar goes right back into the show.
Absolutely. And of course, to keep up that engagement with us, you can also follow us on Twitter at Tomorrow Theater.
Again, remember, theater spelled with an R-E.
With an R-E, very important.
You can also follow our sister show, The Hotel, at The Hotel Pod. My Twitter handle is at Travis McNuggets.
And my Twitter handle is at M.P. Witten. W-H-I-T-T-E-N.
So that's where you could find us. And our last thing is rate and review our shows wherever it is you follow us or download them. It helps grow our show a little bit and gets more attention on it so that more people can enjoy it.
Man, this all sounds so great, guys. Now, I'm super excited that you guys are finally here. We're getting some great information. We would love to have you sit down on the Dig Deep couch. We've got some T-shirts we can have you guys pass out. And then, of course, we're going to want you to be spinning that wheel all day long and helping our guests.
No, we have to go. Yeah, we didn't think this was going to be an all-day
thing.
Yeah,
we just had, to
it's cool,
and
man.
And promote our Patreon. And
that's all
Twitter.
We got to do. There's a Wetzel's Pretzels down the way, and I am...
My pretzel is... Ready for a Wetzel.
Okay, we're going to Auntie Anne's instead.
Pretzels,
Okay, but thanks. Good luck with your terrestrial radio show. This is cute.
Yeah, good luck. This sounds fun. We're going to go shop at the shops.
You heard it here first, folks, on 42 Swing. That's Travis and Mark from the Theater of Tomorrow. That is theater with an R-E. Check them out on the space waves and in all corners of the universe your telelectroscope can reach. And with 32 hours left till All Horcus Eve, you can still get all caught up. I'm DJ Keltone at the Shelly Shop and Save Center, kicking it for the foreseeable future. Come on down!
Produced entirely for the Theater of Tomorrow.